Who's gone?
John, what happened maybe in those last 5 minutes of the second period?
I don't know. You saw it. It was, that was tough part of the game in which I thought we were playing pretty well. It's tough. You know, special teams are part of the game and not always, you're not always going to score on your power play, but you wanted to give you a little bit of momentum and probably took a little away from us, because it's not going to count as a shorthanded goal, but it might as well have been. And been a bit of an Achilles heel for us throughout the year. And then we just made some plays we weren't making. You know, when we were playing well, you're going to turn pucks over, and, you know, there's a multitude of guys were doing it. And then we were losing some battles down low. And I think the harder we tried, the worse it got, if that makes any sense. Everybody was trying to make up for mistakes and cover guys. And, you know, if we just taken a breath and relaxed, we would have been fine. And so it's too bad because, you know, it was tough back-to-back for the boys to get in as late as we did and short. And you know what? For, whatever, it was 35 minutes, 2-2 game, everything's fine. And, we just unravel. I haven't been a part of that, I don't know, ever in this league. So I guess it happens at times. It's just doesn't feel very good when it happens to you.
You talk all the time about how defense is about effort, right? But would you say that you guys had the effort tonight? Or
I don't know. You guys watched the game. I thought just one thing, that team always gives an effort. You know, do we play the smartest all the time? At times, no. But I, you know, when it started to unravel those last five, maybe we were feeling sorry for ourselves a little bit, and that's, you know, been part of this team for a long time, and that's something we don't do. So probably a little mental correction there for us. But like I said, I'm we haven't really been a part of that before, so hopefully it's a one-off.
It's so rare, John. How do you handle that in the locker room? Is that something that you...
That's for us to stay in the locker room.
Sean, I'm sure it doesn't come in a game that anybody would have liked it to, but Nikita does get his 700th point. He's always impressive, but just how particularly impressive has he been lately?
Well, of the active players, here's my quiz for you. The active players, how many guys have done it faster?
Two
of them were in the game. It was Crosby, Malkin, the two in Edmonton, and might have been one more in there. I don't know. But, like, look at that company. You know, it's McDavid, Crosby, Malkin, all these guys that are going to the Hall of Fame or have a good chance to, and Cooch is right up there with those guys. It's marvelous numbers. He's a hell of a player, and he's so good for this game and our team. And you know, you don't really, as you're coaching the team going through the years, you're not paying attention to all the points the guys are getting. But you know, to get 700 points in this league is remarkable. But do it in like 600 plus games or whatever he did, it's in a bleak night, that's a little bit of a shining moment. So we'll hang our hat on that.
Generally, when you look at the past three games, the odd man rushes, some of those turnovers have turned into chances, some of the stuff at the, you know, in the front, you know, last night, tonight. I mean, is there a trend here that's concerning for you?
Let's hope not. Last night wasn't, we may have given up one or two odd man rushes the whole night. We had some other issues. For me, it's our play. Like, we got to get better on the road. In the end, that's what we have to do. At home, we've been able to hold our own, but on the road, we have to dig our heels in a bit better, and that's something we got to work on.
Yeah. Thanks, Phil.